You're listening to SBS News.
Commercial airlines around the world are unveiling new coronavirus safety procedures as they set their sights on resuming domestic and international travel. In Australia, CEO of the Qantas Group, Alan Joyce, has launched his airline's new program, which will operate on all flights from the 12th of June.
The Fly Well program that we're launching today brings together a number of the temporary measures that are already in place with the Qantas Group. They also contain some existing measures that we're going to be applying to flights when we start up. And all of this represents a combination of the best practice medical advice and the feedback from our customers.
The resumption of domestic flights, however, is dependent on borders opening, an opening Mr. Joyce believes will occur by July.
We're very keen to try and get Australian tourism to help these small businesses, help these tour operators, help get people employed again. And I'm glad to see that the premiers, they obviously have to consider this, the health and safety issues around this, but they are now talking, I think, about July being a period where this could happen, and we're getting ready for that.
If Qantas resumes domestic travel, contactless check-in, extra deep cleaning on aircrafts between flights, as well as limited food and beverage service will be among the new measures. While social distancing will be enforced within airports, Qantas Group Medical Director Dr. Ian Hosegood says it will not be required on board.
In-flight transmission is just not something that we've seen, and that was even during the peak of the pandemic. At this point and into the coming weeks, of course, the likelihood of anyone travelling domestically with COVID is extremely low. We don't believe physical distancing in flight is necessary, but also clearly it's not practical.
Ear, nose and throat surgeon Dr. Stephen Clyde acknowledges the difficulty airlines face, but says in terms of stopping transmission, social distancing is necessary.
The filtration system in airlines is actually quite good. They have a high turnover rate of air. That means that someone who's sitting 10 rows behind you, who might cough or sneeze, their droplets might not make it to you and they might be removed by their filtration system. But the difficulty would be someone sitting next to you or in the row behind you. But that can be a problem if somebody is coughing and producing aerosols of the virus.
But CEO Alan Joyce has defended Qantas's decision, as he argues it isn't practical or economical for an airline to enforce social distancing.
To go to that of four metres squared on an aircraft means on a Jetstar 180-seat aircraft, you have 22 people on the aircraft. That means airfares are going to be 8 to 9 times more than they are today. So if it's not needed and it isn't needed by the medical advice, it definitely economically will not be justified.
Qantas and Jetstar will be providing passengers with access to hand sanitizer, disinfectant wipes and masks. However, Dr. Hosegood says wearing masks isn't compulsory.
We've landed on a position of recommending masks. We would like people to wear them for the comfort of others. Clearly, there are people who cannot wear masks. In particular, it's very challenging to have small children wear masks. There are people that have medical reasons, respiratory type conditions that mean they're unable to wear a mask. And also, some people just are very uncomfortable. So mandating it is challenging. So we're strongly recommending this.
Regional Express Airline, however, has announced from the 1st of June the wearing of masks will be mandatory on all domestic flights.
Passengers are to use their own masks. Those without masks can purchase one at check-in. Passengers will be denied boarding if they refuse to wear a mask, except if there are exceptional reasons.
In a statement, Rex National Airport Manager David Brooksby says mandatory mask wearing is just the latest in a string of safety measures.
Rex has already enforced significant changes to minimise the risk of infection, including the proactive and unprecedented measure of body temperature testing of passengers and employees. Since early March, Rex has endeavoured to space out seating allocation of all passengers to facilitate social distancing. Unrelated parties will not be assigned seats next to each other when and where possible.
International airlines are also looking to get back in the air over the next 3 months. In the coming days, Emirates will resume passenger flights to 9 destinations, including Sydney and Melbourne. In June, US Airlines, Delta and United will restart flights to China, as well as restarting routes between North America and Europe, along with British Airways. Monash University aviation expert Greg Bamber says international airlines are going to great lengths to ensure passengers are safe.
Some airlines are taking various measures to try and alleviate these concerns, and these include blocking out the middle seats, for example, or saying that they'll only fill their business class cabin at 50% capacity, or and their economy cabin at perhaps two-thirds capacity, which allows people to spread out a little bit more.
Qatar Airways, which never fully grounded its fleet, is going one step further and making their cabin crew wear personal protective equipment. From the end of May, flight attendants will wear a hazmat suit over their uniform, along with gloves, a mask and goggles. It comes weeks after AirAsia and Philippines Airlines launched new uniforms incorporating PPE, and Mr. Bamber says there will be more than just uniform changes.
Have the staff sitting in areas where they're relatively isolated from the passengers. The cabin crew are going to be tested and so on as well. And they're going to minimise their interaction with staff. They're not going to be serving food and drinks to anything like the extent that they were doing.
Dr. Clyde says that increase in precautionary measures is crucial.
Every little bit helps. The further the distance between people, the faster the better the filtration system, the faster the turnover rate of the air in a plane, and the more efficient the mask is in terms of its function, in terms of how it's put on, the better it's going to be.
It is not yet known whether there will be a demand for international flights, even if airlines are open for business. While airlines need customers to make up for lost revenue caused by COVID-19, realistically, Mr. Bamber says many people themselves have also financially suffered.
Many people have lost their jobs or had a massive reduction in their income. So people are going to be less able to afford to buy airline tickets in the future.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.